With Greenacre Radio, this is Martha Baskin. Sue McGann, farm coordinator at Mara Farm in Seattle's South Park, inspects seeds sprouting in a greenhouse. Onions, cabbages, kale, zinnia, chard.
So we have room now to do propagation that's other than my backyard.
It's been a wet spring. Incubating seeds in a warm place will help jumpstart the season.
The things that we usually seed directly in the garden, carrots, beets, cilantro, things like that, it's way too wet to do that. We have a huge lake over here with ducks swimming in it.
Mara Farm is a project of Lettuce Link's Giving Garden. They donate seeds to food banks and encourage urban gardeners to grow rows for the hungry. Wet soil is just one of Mara Farm's challenges this season. Many seeds they plant are donated. They solicit organic, non-GMO seeds. But they recently learned that one company they receive seeds from, Territorial Seed Company in Oregon, has a brand, Seminus, now owned by Monsanto.
So we're having a big moral dilemma now on whether to even use donated seeds that are coming from them. I think the onions and things we have planted here are not from that line.
Territorial Seed Company, for its part, says they maintain a very small and ever-decreasing amount of seeds from Seminus Monsanto. The seeds were originally distributed by Petto Seed, who developed classic heirlooms like Big Beef Tomato and Gypsy Pepper. Seminus bought Petto Seed. In turn, Monsanto bought Seminus. Territorial's Josh Kirschenbaum says Monsanto has dropped 60 small garden varieties in the last 2 years.
We're trying to find replacements for them. Sometime in the near future, we probably will no longer offer any Seminus varieties.
He adds that most organic home gardener catalogs offer Monsanto varieties.
Should I not like Gypsy Pepper now? Because it is now owned by Monsanto, even though I know full well, growing hundreds of different varieties of peppers every year, that it's an amazing variety and I haven't found a suitable alternative for it.
The fact that many seed companies with organic reputations also sell Monsanto isn't making Sue McGann's job easy. Her job is to grow food for the hungry, plant as many organic seeds as possible, and purchase the rest, all on a shoestring budget. She learned this week that a company she purchases seed from, Johnny's, also carries Monsanto, as does Burpee and Vermont Bean Seed Company and Rupp, among many others.
The answer is, of course, to try to do as much as we can on our own, to save our own seeds from our own backyard, seeds that will then be climatized to our particular landscape in our yard.
She opens a bin full of saved seeds.
So here we have bean seeds. These are from last year. Here we have some corn that's been saved from my friend up on Waldron Island. Some more bean seed. This is saved from our farm from last year.
Okay.
Every year we try to save more and more and more.
A Swiss chard plant from 2 years ago has been great.
Just an incredible plant. The color, the size, everything about it was perfect. So, of course, that was the one that was the seed.
There are small seed companies dedicated to preserving non-GMO, open pollinating, and heirloom seeds. Shirley Beneke with Walt's Organic Fertilizer Company stocks a lot of them. She says it's about food security. Time Garden is the line she's had the longest. Seed Saver Exchange is another favorite. Become a member of the exchange, says Beneke.
And then they send you a book that's about 2 inches thick, full of other seed savers, and you swap seed with them.
Uprising, High Mowing, Botanical Interest, Turtle Tree Seed, Irish Eyes are all brands that value preserving diversity in the food supply, says Beneke. They also recognize the dangers in monoculture. Planting only one or two varieties of seed year after year can lead to pests and disease and easily wipe out an entire crop. As for the urban or home gardener, Beneke offers this piece of advice. Resist the urge to plant the same thing year after year.
You need to introduce something that isn't necessarily an edible to your garden for the bees, the birds, to create some biodiversity. It can't just be all tomatoes and lettuce. I mean, you really need to step it up a notch.
Minus a few surprises in the seed supply, Mara Farm is already there. Sue McGann admires a new raised bed donated by Eastside Raised Beds. Flowers will be planted next to Swiss chard from seed grown at the farm.
We're going to designate this as the pollinator bed.
With that, she's off. There's compost to be mixed and seeds to be planted. Greenacre Radio was brought to you with support from the Human Links Foundation. Engineering is by C.J. Lazenby. From the studios of Jackstraw Productions and KBCS, this is Martha Baskin.